he does something with Rob there?
I spoke on a satellite.
Oh, you spoke?
Yeah, together with Rav Avadia. I speak and he speaks together.
Chavod. Gentlemen, next 2 weeks we're going to be having Shira on Monday night.
Next 2 weeks?
Monday night.
Next week is Monday night?
On the way out.
Huh?
There will be more people on the way out to remind.
Right.
We will.
Right.
Okay, so next week, let's start the next week.
Next week is Monday night.
And the following week, Wednesday night, is Purim.
So
it's also Monday night. Your permission. We're late already. 8:35 already. This is a DVD. But it's in Hebrew. It's in Hebrew.
We speak Hebrew. Okay.
I can give it to Moshe.
No, the DVD. That's what I said. The audio. With your permission. Rosh Tov. Says the Gemara. Mishinichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. Simple explanation means when Adar comes, you should be happier. Comes the Gemara and comes the Shulchan Aruch. And they say, what is really the thing that you can arrange or have from Chodesh Adar? Says the Gemara, if somebody has a court case with a person, and of course, what it means is that he's right, not that he's wrong. So sometimes the lawyers and the judges and the people in the court, they don't judge right. So in Chodesh Adar, the segula, to win a case. Again, not Chas Shalom, somebody doesn't deserve it. But even if somebody deserves it, the court system, sometimes even if you're right, you're wrong. Chodesh Adar is segula. This is Mishinichnas Adar Mishimcha, is segula to win a case. I know somebody, the government bothered him. He was innocent completely. And he went to Abraham Kanievsky, and Abraham Kanievsky said, you make sure you push the trial to Adar. And Adar, we have a promise in the Gemara, in Shulchan Aruch, that in Adar, it is Sigula, it's time to win a case in court. It's very strange. From all the halachot that you can say, Mishnechnas Adam Abim Vesimcha, you should be happier, the Gemara tells you a story about the court system. In case you have a trial, and you have to go to court, and you're going to win the court. That's all. How about some other things? So Mishnechnas Adar is a lucky month. So, the Gemara should say, you should do more business, buy more gold, buy more stocks of oil. I didn't know, where is you? Oh, I didn't see you. I'm sorry. My carpets. Comes the Gemara and says, "Mishichnas Adam Rabim Besimcha." Says the Gemara, a court case. If you have a court case, then make sure that you push the court case to Adam. Again, not Chas Shalom. If the person is a thief, or the person did something wrong against the government, he won't win it on Adam. Talking about somebody is really innocent, and the people, you know, people bother him. He says, "Don't worry about it. Adam will fix it. Adam will fix it. That's all." So there's no sign. There's no sign in the Megillah anything about courts. Says, what is the idea that you're going to win a court? Because why? Because if you're going to win a court. Let me say it's from tonight. Tonight, Adar starts from tonight. And says it is some a cut from before. It's special. Adar is special. So the way it says in the Megillah. The way it says in the Megillah, was written for Ruach HaKodesh by Mordechai and Esther. So Achashverosh made a party. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know, the way the party was arranged by Achashverosh was something very similar to the idea that Bilam gave Balak. Since Haman did not like Am Yisrael, and that's what the Gemara says, that's what happened. Koresh, what we call Kurosh, was a king in Iran, and an angel came to him in a dream and told him they should please let the Jewish people rebuild the second Beit HaMikdash. And Koresh was very, very generous. Not only he let us start building a second Beit HaMikdash, he gave us back a lot of the gold and the silver dishes, an enormous amount of gold and silver that Nebuchadnezzar Yimach Shemo destroyed Beit HaMikdash. He took it, he buried it under the river Prat, Hidekel. And Koresh found it, and he gave it back to the Jewish nation. Not only that, he paid payroll of 60,000 workers to start rebuilding Second Beit HaMikdash. Eventually, says the Navi, to the Goyim, Arabs, some kind of Arabs, that lived in Eretz Israel, sent a delegation to Koresh and said, why you let the Jews to rebuild Second Beit HaMikdash? They're going to rebel against you. You don't need this headache. He stopped. He stopped the job. Eventually he died. And Achashverosh took over. So in the beginning, maybe it's not clear, maybe Achashverosh did let a little bit. But since Achashverosh married Vashti, and Vashti was the granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar, she told him, my grandfather destroyed Beit HaMikdash and you're going to let them build it. At the same time, Haman, at the time that maybe he was living in Eretz Israel at the time, maybe he lived at the time, maybe he lived someplace else, he came down to Shushan HaVirah to speak to Achashverosh not to let the Jews continue the construction of Beit HaMikdash. The construction is stopped. They were able to dig and do the foundation, but nothing was up yet. And at the same time, Mordechai arrived also in Shushan to ask Achashverosh to extend the permit. The permit was revoked, and Achashverosh is making the party. Comes the Gemara and says, the party was the advice of Haman to Achashverosh. Achashverosh did not like the Jews as well. And Haman told Achashverosh, from the history I know, and I read the Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates when the Jews go to party. I suggest you, if you want to get rid of them, let's make a party, and all the Jews will come to the party. They'll go out over there with the non-Jewish girls, and then Hashem will wipe them out. Something that happened when Bilam gave the same advice to Balak, and that's 24,000 plus died in an epidemic instantly, and says this was a discussion between Haman and Achashverosh to make a trap to Am Yisrael. At the party, says the Gemara, Achashverosh wore the clothing of the Kohen HaGadol. Comes the Gemara Masechet Megillah and says not only that, let Achashverosh figure out that Am Yisrael will never come back to Earth Israel, because Yirmiyahu HaNavi said that after 70 years we'll come back to Earth Israel. He made a calculation, 70 years are over, so the whole party, says the Gemara, was really against the Jews. Mordechai, says the Gemara, was standing by and begged the Jewish people not to enter the party. He said, this is a trap for you. You're going to drink over there, you're going to get drunk over there, and you're not responsible. 18,523 people went to the party, and at the end of the party, of course, we know Vashti was killed, but at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very upset. So comes the Gemara and says, you should know, before the party started, Mordechai had a dream. Mordechai had a dream. In the dream, he saw something very scary coming up. But at the end of the dream, it was very sweet. And that he sees that everybody survived. So he understood already something is coming up. Something is coming up. And not too long later, of course, Esther already was chosen to become the queen. Haman goes to Achashverosh now, after the party, after a few years after the party, and he tells Achashverosh, we have to get rid of the Jews, Mordechai doesn't bow down to me. Says the Gemara that Mordechai at the time had another dream, second dream. Second dream, it says that either Eliyahu Navi or Malach Gabriel came and told him that there's a gezerah of Haman to destroy all the Jewish people. It's not Haman. It is was approved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu since Am Yisrael attended the party. Comes the Gemara and says, well, that's not it. All, that's not it. There's something else as well. It says, years before, when Nebuchadnezzar was the king, he made a statue. Something like Statue of Liberty. Something very, very big. Says that the sword was not Avodah Zarah, was not an idolship thing. Just, you know, a monument. A monument looked like Nebuchadnezzar. And he asked everybody in the same time to bow down, whoever's going to hear and some kind of a sound or some kind of a voice, they should bow down. Am Yisrael bow down, besides, of course, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, that later they were thrown into the fire, they were saved from the fire. Comes the Gemara and says, those two things that happened, the Am Yisrael bowed down to the statue, to the monument, and plus they went to the party of Achashverosh, made HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide, said Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and the Gemara, to Chas Shalom, to kill all Am Yisrael. How far it was, says the Gemara, Eliyahu Navi ran to Marat HaMachpelah, woke up Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and told him about the Gezerah, and said, we can't help. We cannot help. They went to the party, they bowed down to the statue, to the monument, can't help. Says the Gemara, Eliyahu Navi went to Jordan, to the place Har-Nevor Moshe is buried. And woke up Moshe, and told Moshe, you know this is a Gezerah? So Moshe asked him, what can we do? So is anybody downstairs that can pray? So Eliyahu Navi said, there's one person, his name is Mordechai, he can pray. So Moshe said, I'll pray upstairs, he'll pray downstairs. Let's hope Hashem will have the Gezerah. And the question is, it's not such a terrible, terrible thing. I said it was just a monument. It was not Avodah Zarah. It was not just a monument. So because they bow down to the monument, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Chas Shalom to get rid of Am Yisrael. Very strange. The other thing, the party was just a trap. It's not that Am Yisrael deliberately went, and they went to the party. It says Achashverosh invited everybody, he told everybody to come, and he planned it. So it was a trap for Am Yisrael. So the question is, Why are Kadosh Baruch Hu so upset? We didn't do something deliberately. We went to a party because we want to enjoy. We took a train and we went to the party. So Achashverosh planned it exactly to this is going to happen because he wants to get rid of us. Just the Gemara, Achashverosh hated the Jews more than Haman. I said, so what? Kadosh Baruch Hu is so upset. He says, what can we do? I mean, of course, maybe we should have not have, done, have gone. Maybe Mordechai was right that we should not have gone. But still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, forget about it. Not only that, the Gemara says it was a big zera from Hashem for this. It's not Haman. Read the Megillah, I think Haman. It's not Haman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu approved it. Says the Gemara also that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked the Satan to bring him some kind of a parchment, if we say, and write it on it, and sign with cement. It says it was all over with the Jews. It's very, very strange. Comes the Gemara and tells them you should know this, the Chag Purim, that really what would have happened. It says Haman made a lotto and decided this was 3 days before Pesach, maybe 2 days before Pesach, that the following year, 11 months later, he's going to kill the Jews. Going to kill the Jews. So, really, if you think about it, it's every generation, that's what we say in Haggadah Shel Pesach, V'ish Amda Lavotenu, Shebechol Dov Adom Omdim Alenu Chalotenu. It's not a new thing. It's constantly, we are under the gun. They wanted to destroy us. But sometimes, they don't want to destroy us, the planet. It says actually they do such something. For example, Navi says, the Gemara explained, was a king, the first Saddam Hussein, his name was Sancheriv, Melech Ashur. Ashur is in Iraq as well. And this guy, Sancheriv, had millions of soldiers. How strong was he? Says the Gemara, he moved all the nations around the world from one spot to the next. He just did not just capture nations. He came to Egypt, he took all the Egyptians, moved them all the way to Europe. He took all the Europeans, moved them to Morocco. He took the people from Morocco, moved them to China. He mixed the Gemara says, mixed the whole world. As nobody can tell, the Gemara said, after this guy, Sancheriv, captured the world, the Gemara says, nobody can say that he belongs to that country. That's how powerful he was. Says the Gemara, the only place he did not capture was Yerushalayim. He captured the whole world, says the Gemara. It was a tremendous hero and a strong person with a very strong army. Millions of soldiers, millions. What happened in the end? After he took the 10 tribes, over 80% of Am Israel, he expelled them and sent them to exile behind the Sambatim River that until today nobody knows exactly where they are. He met them in the siege of Yerushalayim. So this is really something serious now. It's not a plan of Haman. He wants to kill the Jewish people. That's actually, you're in a war. And this guy came, made a decision in Yerushalayim, and Yeshayahu told Chizkiyahu HaMelech, don't worry about it, he's going to have a big miracle, you're going to see in the morning. And in the morning, Chizkiyahu opened his window, he saw millions of soldiers lying dead. Still, there's no holiday for that. This man captured the whole world. He says, this man destroyed Eretz Israel completely. Besides Yerushalayim, and a little bit around Yerushalayim, the whole Eretz Israel was deserted. This guy not only expelled the 10 tribes, he brought to Eretz Israel, going to live in Eretz Israel. Destroyed completely. And one night, he survived, but the whole army, millions of soldiers, says the Navi, 185,000 officers, plus the whole army dead on the floor. Nothing. No fight, no nothing. Chizkiyahu came up in the morning, he said, everybody's dead. So don't you deserve a holiday for this? This is a real threat. It's not, talking about. Well, Haman just, he made a lotto, and he got a permission from Achashverosh to kill the Jewish people. But again, it's not for the next day. It's 11 months from now. Haman can have a heart attack. Achashverosh can die. The Jews will go and will bribe over there the officials. The Jews will run away from Shushan. It can be thousands of things to just escape the Gezerah. I said, There is a gezerah in 11 months that chas shalom something will happen. So you pack up the bags and you run. Finished. Even though the Chashverosh said the Gemara Malach 127 states, but the Rabbim said, well, it's only half of the world, it's based in the world, he didn't. And anyway, you're going to go hide, you go to the mountains, you hide, you pray, you do something, you know, somebody's going to will kill a Chashverosh, or somebody will kill Haman, JDL. He said, you never know what might happen. He says, we never have a holiday, Purim, what Purim? We were safe from the Gezerah. And the second question is that was amazed that Mordechai and Esther asked Achashverosh not just to cancel the Gezerah. They say they want on the same day, 11 months later, to have the opportunity to fight the ones that they suspected that those are the ones going to attack them and kill them. Not like an army attack. Individuals. Mordechai and Esther said, you know, that day that we were supposed to be killed, that we want to have that day for us. And we're going to go through towns, and we're going to pick and choose people that we suspected that they belong to the party of Haman's Amalek, what we call the Gemara says, and he's going to kill them. What do you need? Why do you have to wait for that day? You have to wait for that day. Haman was hung just immediately after, on the 17th day of Nisan, which is the second day of Pesach. The second day of Pesach, Haman was hung already. But Am Israel had the right to kill what we call their enemy 11 months later, Yud Gimel Ba'adar, the following year. And he says, why do you have to wait for that? Haman was hung. So go to Hashverosh right away and says, we want right now. Today we are in Nisan, and we are the third day of Pesach. He said, we want to take the opportunity, we want to run after the ones that we feel that they belong to the same party of Haman. So no, the Megillah says no. We waited, comes the Megillah, and this is and we know it's called Nahafochu, Asher Shulto Yidim Hema Besoneim. He says, what is Purim all about? And instead, they almost killed us. We, Baruch Hashem, were able to kill them. I said, this is Purim, Baruch Hashem. I said, what is this significant of it? It's nothing. It's just a survival. No, it's not a survival. It's more than a survival. It's just not that you escaped the Gezerah, that you were able to take the law in your hand. And Mordechai became vice president, and Mordechai gave them the right to do it, and the weighted. And that's the Megillah will give you the numbers of the people they killed on the school, Yud Gimel Ba'adar. Yud Gimel Ba'adar, this is in 2 weeks, Wednesday. This is Tanit Esther. Tanit Esther. Well, not because Esther fasted. Some Chachamim say the reason with Tanit Esther is because probably on that day that the Jewish people went and tried to find those enemies, probably they fasted. Probably because when Moshe Rabbeinu sent Yehoshua to fight Amalek, Moshe, Aaron, the Hur, and some other people from Israel fasted. So we have to fast. We fast on Yud Gimel Ba'adar. It's called Ta'anit Esther. Ta'anit Esther. Why are you fasting? Well, a few thousand years ago, that's what happened. Am Israel on Yud Gimel Ba'adar on that day went and fought the ones that they suspected that those individuals would have killed them on that day. So say Shulchan Aruch. So you fast also to remember that every time that somebody is in trouble, so if you do Ta'anit, if you fast, so this is nothing to do with the 13th day of Adar, it's not next 2 weeks, Wednesday. This is every day. Every day, you read Megillat Esther, you say, okay, you need Yeshua. Ta'anit is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves very much, and it's a proof. It was proved that at 100% Ta'anit will do something. So for this, Ken Chachamim, it says Ta'anit Esther. And you don't find it in the Gemara. There is a thing, it's called Ta'anit Esther. But, again, it says the Megillah, Yemei Atzmot V'Zakatam, the Gemara says, well, that's what it means, maybe you know, this Ta'anit is an easy Ta'anit, you're allowed to have music, you're allowed to shave, you're allowed to do anything, you go shopping, it's not a Ta'anit of mourning, it's just a reminder. To remind me, I have to do Ta'anit. What do you have to do Ta'anit for? I said, you know, I need if Hashem, somebody has a Gezerah, or we mourn on something. Shulchan Aruch says, you know, we just to remember that something happened on that day a few thousand years ago, that probably, most probably, the Am Yisrael fasted that day, so therefore we should fast and remember that day they fasted and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped them. You know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped them? I don't understand exactly what it means, Hashem helped them. The Gezerah was over already. Haman was hung already a few months before. This is, what is the idea of the whole thing to Yisrael? Comes the Gemara and tells us a few things about Purim. The first statement says the Gemara like this. You should know, Am Israel, when we said Naaseh v'Nishma, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself and arrived on Har Sinai, we only said Naaseh v'Nishma on, it's called Torah Shebichtav, on the text. But not Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh means Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shamayim and was learning with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara, any halacha that is going to be presented to Am Yisrael years later, already Moshe learned it. It's called Torah Shebaal Peh, something that's not written in the text, that you read it by heart. Says the Gemara, this Am Yisrael said to Moshe, we don't accept it. He said, Naaseh v'Nishma, yes. But not Naaseh v'Nishma, everything. Naaseh v'Nishma and the text. You give us the laws, the way it says in the text. We read it. It says that's the way the text. Don't have me Mishnayot, Gemarot. It's endless. Endless Shulchan Aruch. It's not endless Rambam. It's not for us. Says the Gemara, at the time of Mordechai, Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yudim alim v'azaram. Says the Gemara, the Jews came to Mordechai and they said, you want to know something? Even though that our parents did not accept so-called Torah Shebaal Peh, all the details, halachot, that we have, how to do this, not to do that, it says, we do accept it. The question is, what does it mean exactly? What does it mean? So, because of the miracle, what this has to do with the Gezerah? The Gezerah was because either they bow down to the monument, or because they went to the party. So now the Megillah says, Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yudim aleim, says the Gemara, Kimu v'kiblu, says the Gemara, well, they accepted all the little halachot, whatever Mordechai is going to tell them, that this is the halacha, they won't argue. He says, well, it's not in the text, it's not my business, it's too hard for me, every day new halacha, every day new things, forget about it. No, we did accept it. He says, the question is, why we decided to accept it, something that we did not want to accept on Har Sinai. Comes the Gemara and says, well, you should know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, so after everybody went so-called to his tent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, you stand over here. Says the Gemara, what do you mean stand over here? Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu two things at that time. One, he gave him the blueprint of Bet HaMikdash, the way Shlomo built Bet HaMikdash is something that was known to the Nevi'im. Shmuel HaNavi met David HaMelech and told him what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, how Bet HaMikdash is going to be built, the size exactly of Bet HaMikdash, the height, the width, the length, exactly how to put inside the things exactly on the spot, what to do on the walls, says the Gemara, that Shlomo engraved on the walls pictures of animals. And says, Shlomo HaMelech said, when Chachamim asked him, I said, well, how did you do it? Who told you to make it? He says, my father told me, David. And he says, everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. And he told, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to give it to Yoshua is Kenim, Kenim and Nevim. Eventually you give it to David HaMelech, eventually you give it to Shlomo. And that's the first Bet HaMikdash was built according to those specifications, what we call the blueprint that was given to Moshe right after Hashem told us Ten Commandments. The second thing says the Gemara, and Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Megillat Esther. The text of Megillat Esther was given to Moshe. Moshe read, Achashverosh. Says the Gemara, it's not surprising, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu says the Gemara showed Moshe Rabbeinu all the generations until the end of the world. As well, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu here, you see, it's Vayi B'mei Achashverosh, of course, was not an apartment, was a spiritual thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe, And Hashem told Moshe. Says the Gemara, Moshe went up to Shamayim. Once he heard the Kadosh Baruch Hu saying Mishnayot, and says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, of course, he knows the future. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe it's going to be one day Achashverosh, and this is the story of the Megillah, and you should know that's going to happen in the end. Moshe had it in so-called Moshe gave it to Yeshua. Yeshua is Kenim, Kenim the Nevim, and Mordechai had it in his pocket. And this is really the dream that Mordechai had prior to the Gezerah, that it's going to be something bad, and then it's going to end up with a sweet thing at the end of the story. This is, of course, Am Yisrael is going to be saved. It's because it says in the Megillah. But Mordechai doesn't know if it's going to happen. You see, sometimes this prediction, but not necessarily it's going to happen. It all depends if Am Yisrael will regret what they did. But nevertheless, says the Gemara, that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu. It's very, very strange. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from all the things that he wants to give us. He gave Moshe Rabbeinu the blueprint of Bet HaMikdash and Megillat Esther. Very strange. Comes the Gemara in one version and says, you know, Mashiach will come. All the books of the Nach, of the Nevi'im Ketuvim are going to be cancelled. Yoshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, Melachim, Yishayahu, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, Tre'asar, Iyov, Tehilim, everything is going to be cancelled. Besides Megillat Esther. In the house, we can have only Megillat Esther and Chamishachim Shishorah. That's it. This is what is the importance of Megillat Esther. Even not once Hashem's name is being mentioned. It's very strange. It's true there are other books, like Shir HaShirim also does not have Hashem's name. That's very, very strange. The whole Megillah, you can't find once Hashem. So it sounds like it's a story that Hashem did not help, Hashem did not plan, Hashem did not do, not once. Say Hashem's name, not once. Very strange. Nevertheless, said the Gemara, you know, this book is going to stay for you forever. Comes the Gemara in another version and said that when Mashiach will come, all the holidays are going to be canceled, besides Purim. This is going to be no Pesach, no Sukkot, no Shavuot, no Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur is a question. This is nothing. Only Purim. What's Purim? No Chanukah. Nothing. This is what's so great about Purim? Comes the Gemara and says, you know, that's the way it says in the Megillah. This is the mitzvah. Comes the Gemara, a mitzvah to drink wine on Purim. Not any other alcoholic beverages. Just wine. Chayav nishtei v'sumi. It's a mitzvah to have wine on Purim. To what we call to be a little bit high. The other Rishonim said, not chashon to get drunk. This is just to have a little bit happiness in our heart, in our system, have wine. What is it? So Chaim said, well, it was a party. Parties, it's amazing. And the party was only, the only thing that was served in the party that's being mentioned in the Megillah is wine. Maybe. Talmud Chai, HaKodesh said, it's a mitzvah, it's called Sudat Purim. So says Sudat Purim, says the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, what do you have to have Sudat Purim? You can't have pizza. I mean, you're allowed to have pizza before, but then you have to have meat. You have meat. Yes, Sudat Purim has to have meat. Has not has to have, but you know, we would like to suggest it this way. We say it this way: somebody does hates meat, or somebody doesn't agree with him. It doesn't have to. But Sudat Purim, the word Sudat Purim means meat. Just what is it? What's the necessity? Have wine on Purim? How come? Why? Because Haman and Achashverosh drank wine. I have to have wine. Says the Gemara, it's a mitzvah to have wine. A mitzvah. A mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to have wine on Purim. So I'm really to understand the secret of Purim. Rachamim tell us the following. You should know, since the Ramchal says it, and before the Ramchal says it, this is that the person has to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need Bet HaMikdash. He doesn't care. What do you need Bet HaMikdash for? HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs that we should come and sacrifice to him. Say this is Parashat Truma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yikhu li Truma, Asu li Mikdash, Vishachanti v'tocham. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what it is. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara is like an example. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Father, and He decided He wants to dwell among us. But you have to understand, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells around us, that's a big obligation, and it's very scary as well. You know, Melech Malchei Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu says to somebody, "No, I want to live in your house." He says, "Listen, Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is my private life, and I won't be able to behave and act accordingly to you. You are the holiest of the holiest, Melech Malchei Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu." So can you imagine? He walks in my house. I can't do nothing. Says the Navi, you should know. When Shlomo HaMelech built Bet HaMikdash, the Kohanim could not have walked to Bet HaMikdash. They couldn't walk. It says the holiness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so big that you cannot be next to it. You can't. You feel such a distance, you wouldn't dare go inside. It's something that will prevent you coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that He wants to be next to us. The Gemara said, you should know, the mitzvot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to do and not to do is just to prepare us to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care less to do something that Hashem said not to do. What it means is, if somebody doesn't do or does something that Hashem said not to do, it means he doesn't care about being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since the mitzvot were given to us to prepare us that one day we'll be able to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Gemara says, when Mashiach will come, people will be able to see certain entity and point with the finger and say, "Hey, I see, Hashem is around me." Hashem will make, so Gemara says, Masechet Ta'anit, like a circle of the tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be in the middle, whatever it means. But it means the person will see some kind of energy, some kind of Shekhinah, that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is really the purpose. It's not the purpose. The mitzvot are just a tool. He says, if you don't keep the mitzvah, Chachamim say, it's not, Hashem is upset that you don't keep the mitzvah. Hashem doesn't care less. Somebody keep Shabbat, doesn't keep Shabbat. He says, Shabbat, I tell you what Shabbat is all about. So the Gemara, Shabbat is 1/60th of Olam Haba. So when Hashem told us to keep Shabbat, not that Hashem cares. But it means the final destination is Olam Haba. It means like this. After Mashiach will come, 40 years or maybe 200 years, Machloket, the dead ones will rise. And then it's going to be a day, the big day of judgment. It's called Yom Hadin HaGadol. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to see who is really the one that had in his lifetime the desire to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gan Eden is easy. Gan Eden, you go inside, you have a balance sheet, positive balance sheet, you go to Gan Eden. That's not a big deal. But that's not a destination. The destination is Olam Haba. Olam Haba, says the Gemara, the description of Olam Haba is you cannot imagine it, it's beyond understanding, but this is the destination. That's what Hashem wants. It means you'll be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you're prepared, if you are in that level, because otherwise you cannot be next to Him. And since the HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to purify ourselves and prepare ourselves to be next to Him. Now, if we don't want to keep the mitzvot, there's nothing wrong with that. Hashem doesn't care less, says the Gemara. If you eat kosher food, not kosher food, says the Gemara, you think Hashem cares? Hashem doesn't care. Hashem only gave us the mitzvot for us to prepare ourselves, to be in the status, to be in the position that we'll be able to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fire, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very holy, how can you dwell around Him? You so far. He says, no, not so far. He says, you see, look, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim, stayed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu 120 days, and came downstairs. He says, the Gemara, וזאת הברכה שברך משה איש האלוקים, מחציו ולמעלה אלוקים. He says, the upper part of Moshe's body was so holy and pure that it was like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you may say, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai writes in the Zohar, he felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu went inside his body. He says, that's what really the Mishkan, ושכנתי בתוכם. בתוך כל אחד ואחד. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care. You have a Bet HaMikdash, you have a Bet HaMikdash. Bet HaMikdash is only preparation to see the final destination after Mashiach will come, after the dead ones will rise. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will decide who is going to stay in Olam Haba. It says, let's see if you, in your lifetime, prepared yourself to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look. It says, this is Bet HaMikdash. You walk inside Bet HaMikdash. This is what the Gemara says. This is the Kohen HaGadol. He went inside Kodesh HaKodeshim. Second Bet HaMikdash, 300 Kohanim Gdolim died. Every year, at least once. I said, what is this? He said, Kohen Gadol, he feels, you know, this holy. He goes inside Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Holy Soul of Israel. They used to tie him with a chain to his feet, to his foot. And when they hear a bang, they knew he fell on the floor dead. Pulled him outside. It says, Bet HaMikdash, the second Bet HaMikdash stood for 120 years. 40 years was Shimon HaTzadik Kohen Gadol. 80 years Yohanan Kohen Gadol. So already you have 120. Well, left 300 years. In between this was some Kohanim, there were Kohanim Gdolim, they said more than a year. Can you imagine, says the Gemara, 300 Kohanim Gdolim died. He says, why? Because you go to Bet HaMikdash. He says, if you're not prepared, if you're not holy enough, if you're not pure enough, he says, you can't be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Automatically, your neshama leaves. You fall on the floor dead. We call it a heart attack, or you call it a stroke, whatever you want to call it. But it's not a punishment. It means it's like high voltage wires. As if you don't know what to do, so you touch it. You touch it, so Ari says, it will mean this is high voltage wires. I says, he died. Ari died. It wasn't punishment. He says, you stuck your hand inside high voltage, you die. You stuck your hand inside the oven. He said, Kadosh Baruch Hu is fire. You have to prepare yourself to be next to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I said, Chachamim say, you should know that's the destination. So, for example, the Gemara says, Chachamim said, keep Shabbat. Hashem was upset. Ami said, not keep Shabbat. Says the Gemara, when the Gezerah of Haman came, the angels came to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and they said, what is it all about? Hashem said, you know what? The reason really why I made the decision is because Am Yisrael used to make wine on Shabbat. So, big deal, make wine on Shabbat. We don't understand. If you don't keep Shabbat, it means you don't want Olam Haba. Shabbat was given to us, says the Gemara, to taste. If you multiply it 60 times, this is what you have in Olam Haba. What you do in Olam Haba? Olam Haba, you sit down and you learn. Says the Gemara, there's no pleasure, physical pleasures anymore. Not eating is and it's like Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim. Lechem lo achalti, mayim lo shatiti. Moshe was in Shamayim 120 days. He didn't do nothing over there. He said, what did he do? He learned with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, that the goal eventually is called Olam Haba. Have you said, you know, when I'm Israel on Har Sinai, they say, we don't accept Torah Sheba Al Peh. We only want to learn the text. What it means is, it's not that you want only the text. Abraham doesn't care less. But what it means is that you rebel against the destination. I said, the destination that you have is Olam Haba. It says the Torah is only preparation. And to tell you what's going to be in Olam Haba. Olam Haba, you learn Torah. You mean no business, and no physical pleasure. What are you going to do over there? What are you going to do after Mashiach will come? What are you going to do? So the Gemara says, you're going to study. It says, if you don't want it now, it means you rebel again. You don't want Olam Haba. You deny really the destination. It says, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bothered by. It's not a punishment. It's not a punishment. Hashem punishes people. It says, what is your right to exist? Your right to exist because the final destination. And it says, Hashem never meant that a person should die. And Hashem never meant should go to a person. Hashem just testing us to see if we want to be next to Him. If you want to be next to Him, you have the right to exist. If you don't want to be next to Him, you don't have the right to exist. Now, says the Gemara, you know, I'll tell you what happened. It says Nebuchadnezzar, that's the one that destroyed Bet HaMikdash. Destroyed Bet HaMikdash, killed hundreds of millions of Jews. And it says, he made a monument, and he asked everybody to bow down to the monument. It's not a sin. You're allowed to bow down to a monument. That's not a problem. But if you bow down to a monument of a person, of a guy that destroyed Bet HaMikdash, the Bet HaMikdash, the idea of Bet HaMikdash is that you should feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a preparation for Olam Haba. You bow down to that. It means you have no idea about Olam Haba. Let me tell you also, you know, it's a trap. The party was a trap. But if you went to that party of Ahasuerus, and on the tables, the Gemara says, were dishes of Bet HaMikdash. It says the whole party with thousands of things of Ahasuerosh that he took from Bet HaMikdash, that he had, that not everything was returned by Kurosh to Am Yisrael. As is, the Jewish people came and they saw the dishes over there. The dishes over there, they're still singing and dancing over there. He says, you saw the dishes on the table and you were dancing. He said, what's the matter with you? It means you don't understand the final destination. You don't understand what you're here for. You're not here for to die. You're here for to live. Since Purim, Chachamim said, was called the day of judgment. Yud Gimel Vadar, Because it was what we have to need to stir. That day was it HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this was the lotto. The lotto of Haman, it says he can kill us on that day. See, what is that day? This is the day of judgment. The day of judgment on that, on the calendar, that time showed this is the day that Hashem judges if we have Olam Haba. It's not if you live or you don't live. It's not execution. The execution was a year later. It, who knows what's going to happen? But that's not the idea. The idea is not the actual execution was going to happen. It's the Gezerah was that you have no right to exist. And says that's what Moshe told the Ra'anavi. Is there anybody else can pray over him? Ra'anavi said, is one kosher person. One kosher. The Gemara said, always study Torah, always praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not because he's praying and he's learning. Because that, it is Kirbat Elohim Litov. It means he wants to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Shifti Bevet Hashem, Kol Yomei Chayai. This is what I see, I want in my life to be next to Hashem. Lachazot Benoam Hashem Ulbakir Berchalo. It's, I like to be in Bet HaMikdash all the time. This is the Haftarah that we read last Shabbat. That's what Navi says. In time of Bet HaMikdash was deserted. People didn't come. Who doesn't care if you come or you don't come? But if you don't come, it means you don't want to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't want to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what it means is you don't want to have Olam Haba. That's the problem. So the whole idea is Olam Haba. The whole idea is not punishment. It's not, you read in the Torah, Hashem said, this is the punishment. It's not the punishment. It means this is how you're going to get off the ballot. This is how you're not going to be here no more. I mean, you have no right to exist if you're not interested, if you're not interested in Olam Haba. And that's what we mean, the Gemara says, that's what Chachamim said. You know, when Moshe Rabbeinu heard the Ten Commandments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, hold it down. Before you go down, I want to tell you two things. First, I want to give you a blueprint of Bet HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, B'yom Chatunato, Ze Bet HaMikdash. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like he married us, when we got Bet HaMikdash. B'yom Simchat Libo, Bet HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, you should know what it means. It means now you're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you feel very close to him. It means you're on the way to understand what is going to be in Olam Haba. For this, Hashem wants Bet HaMikdash. Not because he wants us to sacrifice, and Hashem doesn't care less if you go or you don't. Just 3 times a year, Hashem said, come to Bet HaMikdash. And bring a sacrifice to me. He says, what is the idea? What Hashem needs you in Bet HaMikdash? Shalosh Pemir Shaddai Yarekol Zichucha. Hashem wants you in Bet HaMikdash. For what Hashem wants me? Hashem wants to drag me all the way with my family to Bet HaMikdash. For what? He needs it. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. Hashem wants you to be there. El Pnei Adon Hashem. He says, Hashem wants you to feel that you come to Bet HaMikdash, that you feel the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is the final destination. I says, that's what Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu. After Ten Commandments, it says, Ten Commandments and the Ela Mishpatim, all the laws, are just preparation for you to understand what's the final destination. It says, the mitzvot are not the goal, the mitzvot are not the test, the mitzvot are just preparation, says the Ramchal, to get to Olam Haba. I says, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, and I want to explain to you. You have the Ten Commandments. Now I tell you, what is it next step? Next step is going to be Bet HaMikdash. Bet HaMikdash, it means that Am Yisrael will come to Bet HaMikdash. They'll see the Shekhinah. They'll feel the Shekhinah. They feel close to me. Eventually, here's Megillat Esther. Megillat Esther is no Hashem's name. Because in Olam Haba is no Hashem's name. Olam Haba is above Hashem's name. It says, there's no name of Hashem in Megillat Esther. It says, what is Megillat Esther? It says, you should know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted just to get rid of us. Not to kill us as a punishment because we bow down to a monument or because we went to the party. It is those two things just to prove that we are not interested in Olam Haba. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Gezerah. That's what the dream of Mordechai was. It says that's what Chachamim said. This holiday will stay forever. Will be forever because that holiday resembled and shines on Olam Haba. Olam Haba is forever. All the other books, says the Gemara, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us as a preparation to get to Olam Haba. You get to Olam Haba, you don't need nothing. So where are you going to do Olam Haba? In Olam Haba, you read Megillat Esther. You learn Megillat Esther. You learn all the halachot that come from Megillat Esther, because that Megillah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu as a direction, as a future tense of a person, what Am Yisrael is going to be. So therefore, all the two things Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, Megillah Bet HaMikdash, the blueprint of Bet HaMikdash, this is in our lifetime, prepare yourself to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not Chas V'Shalom, when you enter Bet HaMikdash, Chas V'Shalom, something can happen to a person because he cannot be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the final destination is Megillat Esther. That's what Gemara says, Megillat Esther will stay forever. That's Purim will stay forever. It says this is the whole idea. It's not like Sancheriv. He made a siege in Yerushalayim. So we didn't have a holiday. So Migdil actually made us a miracle. Purim is not the miracle of survival. It's the miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant us the right to exist. That we understood now that our goal is Olam Hava. It says, therefore, okay, Mordechai says, I want to explain to you something. It says the Gemara, what's going to be in Olam Hava? You know what's going to be? It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special wine upstairs he's going to give us to drink. It's called Yad Nemishuma. As well, says the Gemara, there is a thing, it's called Shor Habar, whatever it means. It means it's a bull that lives in the wild forest. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those two things he will give to people. It says the Gemara, you know what? That's what he gave to Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon, says the Gemara, before he ate from the tree, Malachim, Solim lo basar, venutim lo yain. Says the Gemara, Adam HaRishon, until he ate from the tree, this was 2 hours before sunset. Says the Gemara, so what did you do in Gan Eden? Says the Gemara, Hashem assigned to Adam HaRishon an angel. They taught him Torah, and showed him video of all the generations of Talmidei Chachamim. As well, says the Gemara, he had a piece of meat and had wine. And says, what is the significance of those two things? Those two things are we're going to get in Olam Haba. Says the Gemara, Purim is a mitzvah to drink wine. And says, the wine is going to remind you, Adam HaRishon, before he ate from the tree, he had wine. He says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him wine? Hashem gave him wine because Hashem has a special wine that he's going to give Am Yisrael in Olam Haba. Hashem gave Adam HaRishon a piece of meat because the Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us a piece of meat in Olam Haba. It's not because it's a physical taste, it's something spiritual in that particular wine, in that particular meat. It says, that's when Mordechai came and said, he says, Sudat Purim, Purim. He says, oh, I have Sudat Purim. He says, you have to have in mind. Chachamim say you have to have mind. What is that Purim? He says you have to have meat. Why have to have meat? That meat rings the bell. It says Adam HaRishon had meat. Adam HaRishon would not have eaten from the tree. He would have been in Olam Haba already. Gan Eden would have been in Olam Haba. He ate from the tree. So we ran out. It says, you know, Mordechai and his generation were able to accomplish that we have the right to exist for Olam Haba, even though we didn't understand it. Therefore, the Gemara says, Kimu v'kiblu ha-yudim alem v'azaram. It says, Yudim, the Jews accepted all the details of the Torah. It could be Torah Shebaal Peh. It says, it's not obligation. It's the right to exist. That we keep the Torah. The Torah, says the Gemara, prepare a person to be able to stand next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without the Torah, you cannot stand next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Kohen HaGadol would have died, even inside Bet HaMikdash. It says, a preparation. So Chachamim said, this is why it's the greatest holiday. It's Purim. It's the greatest holiday. Because this is the holiday of destination. It's the holiday that will stay for us forever. A person has to prepare himself. Chachamim said, oh, look. This is the day before Purim, it's Ta'anit Esther. He said, what's Ta'anit Esther? Ta'anit Esther is Yilgimel Ba'adar. What's that day? He says, this is the day that came on the lotto to kill Am Israel. He says, why? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to kill Am Israel? He says, not because there was a major sin. Just to bow down to a monument is nothing. Just was a trap in the party. He says, no. He says, the reason for the execution notices that went by Haman is because Hashem agreed that there's no sense for you to stay here on this earth if you don't plan to be in Olam Haba. On the same day, a year later, Mordechai asked Achashverosh, now we want to show that we really mean Olam Haba. We accepted the Torah, and now we're going to find the individuals that from Amalek that are against us. None of us will get hurt. None of us will get hurt. It means that we understand our task, our obligation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that created us. It says we want to continue to go to Olam Haba. See, Chachamim, you know, the day before Purim, Ta'anit Esther. It means, it says, listen, this is the day that was decided by Haman to kill us and was approved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason was approved, not because of the major sin, it's because we had no right to exist, because we did not want to be in Olam Haba. After the Gezerah of Haman, we did Ta'anit, and the Gemara says, Mordechai taught Am Yisrael Torah, and then they accepted the Torah, and says that gave us the right to exist. As the Gemara says, the Torah gives you the right to exist because without Torah you may not be able to stand next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, Chachamim said, it's a Tanit, it's a light Tanit, it's not you mourn or something. You're allowed to do anything with your sister. But this is just a reminder for us that we have to be prepared for Olam Haba. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He doesn't want us to come and walk and die. Hashem wants us, says Mishnah Sharim, says the Ramchal, Derech Hashem, Hashem wants to give us a pleasure that call Olam Haba. But we have to be ready for that. Purim is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us, that's what he gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, Migdal Esther, to show us, he said, that's the destination, Olam Haba's destination. There's no Hashem's name. It's be above Hashem. It is above Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's the Purim, Chachamim say, it's like Yom Kippur is like Purim. It's the highest day of the year. This is because it means it shines on Olam Haba. Hashem will help us. B'zot Hashem will get it. Rav Olam Haba, Rav Aminu, Amin.
Amen. Tell them. The next 2 weeks. Gentlemen, the next 2 weeks we're going to be on Monday night.
Next two weeks,
Monday.
Monday night.